Howard Dean is set to take the reins of the Democratic National Committee. The DNC is holding its winter meetings in Washington. They wrap up on Saturday, and that's when Dean is all but certain to be chosen as chairman. Once thought to be a long shot for the job, Dean has watched each one of his rivals drop out of the race. This week, it was former Congressman Tim Romer. But while Dean's election is a given, Democrats are still divided about the outspoken former presidential candidate. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
Although at one point the race for the chairmanship of the Democratic National Committee had seven contenders, it's always been about only two choices, Howard Dean or not Howard Dean. The Democratic establishment didn't like the idea of Howard Dean as the head of the party, so it tried and failed to find a candidate that could stop him. Former Clinton White House official Harold Ickes is one member of the Democratic establishment who considered running for the job. He didn't and ended up endorsing Dean.
I think people were very nervous about him for two reasons. The Washington insiders were concerned that he is sort of what we call in cowboy land as a ridge runner. I mean, he's independent. He speaks his mind. He didn't reach out and consult with the party leaders in Washington. So they were nervous about that. And I think to some extent, rightfully so.
The establishment didn't win. The grassroots did. And Howard Dean had their support all along. Dean isn't giving interviews until after Saturday's election, but here's what he said on Fox News last month.
Because I was a presidential candidate, I have an enormous support among the grassroots in the party. And part of the job, part of my job, since I'm not running for president, is to get our grassroots really excited about change. You know, this party is going to be the party of reform and the party of change.
In the past, Democrats in defeat have debated whether the party needed to move left or back to the center. But, says Harold Ickes, this race for DNC chair was different. It was more of an insider-outsider battle, just like the one Dean said he was waging when he ran for president. Harold Ickes.
The National Committee is made up of 446 people. A vast majority of those feel alienated from the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, leadership and bureaucracy in Washington. They feel that once the election takes place, that they really are given short shrift. And I think that part of the appeal of Howard Dean is that they think he represents them, and I think in large measure he does.
That doesn't mean ideology had no role in the race for DNC chair. Dean's last remaining rival, Tim Romer, was the most conservative candidate in the race. He's a member of the 9/11 Commission, and he describes himself as pro-life. He says the party's liberal orthodoxy on abortion rights made it hard for him to start a conversation about how Democrats could reach out to more conservative voters in rural and suburban areas.
A conversation about how our party addresses the deficit that we have in talking about our values. I think we made great progress, and even the issue that many of the interest groups tried to tie around my neck like a radioactive anvil, and that's abortion. I wanted to talk about all these things in addition to national security and my 9/11 credentials. Oftentimes, we couldn't even get to that conversation because the abortion issue would take up so much time.
Romer's support never took off, but he expresses doubts that other Democrats share about Howard Dean's strong identification with the anti-war left, or, as Dean himself puts it, the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party.
Can Howard Dean go into Tennessee and Louisiana and Montana and Nevada and Georgia and help us rebuild our parties in those areas? We need to rebuild party strength, not just to the Michael Moore fringe of the Democratic Party, but to all wings of our party.
If Howard Dean does go into these so-called red states, he's sure to be greeted by Republicans happy to remind him of some of his most impolitic statements and this.
To take back the White House! Yeah!
Randy Button is the chairman of the Democratic Party of Tennessee, the kind of state Democrats need to focus on. Button didn't support Dean for chairman, but he's willing to work with him.
I think Howard Dean was right on when he made the statement about we as a party have to reach out to those driving pickup trucks in the South and living in mobile homes. I think he went a little too far when he made the statement about the rebel flag. If he would just set a gun rack in the back of their pickup trucks, it may have resonated a little more here in this state.
Some advice from the grassroots for the incoming chairman of the Democratic Party. Dean now must show he can not only motivate the Democrats' activist base, but expand the party in order to win elections again. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.